Good morning to everybody. Unfortunately, today I have to wear a very short lesson because I have to go to a levoya. It's like, it looks like people don't realize it, but you know, that's the time when everything is being decided up there. And we're going to be signed in on Yom Kippur. And sometimes we need to remind ourselves, or the Kodesh Baruch Hu reminds us, sends us reminders about what's happening. So, unfortunately, also here we had bad news, and one of our friend that was part of those shiurim passed away 2 weeks ago, something like this, or 3 weeks.
Two weeks.
Ago.
Yeah.
And. A week ago, I told you about a baby that went to that drowned in a swimming pool of a very best friend of mine, 2 years old.
What happened?
He drowned in the private swimming pool at his house, and 2 years old. That's when. And it's not that they haven't been careful. They have been very careful, but you know, God decides, and it happens. Unfortunately, all those reminders sometimes bring us to we are really getting frightened because it's being decided what's going to happen. So you have to understand that there are two ways to look at it, and there are two ways that they go together. We say gilu bir'ada. Gilu bir'ada in English is, like, if I want to translate it into English, rejoice with shivering, with trembling, which are two opposite things. You tremble from fear, you shiver from, and you joy from happiness. So how can you say on Yom Kippur, on those days, Gilu Birada? But that's exactly the point. From one side, we have to understand everything is being decided now. From the other side, the one who is deciding about it is our Father in Heaven. Sometimes we don't understand what He says, but it's all good. That's why, by the way, you know, we talked about it, we say Shana Tova Umetuka. What's Metuka? A sweet, good year. It sounds like a blessing of Gan Yiladim, of the kindergarten, you know. Shana Tova Umetuka. But you don't realize how important it is, this blessing. Because God is doing anything bad? No, everything is good. In other words, when I tell you Shana Tova, from your point of view, it doesn't mean a lot. Because it can be Tova, it's anyway. Because whatever God does, it's Tov. The point is that sometimes the tov is bitter. It hurts. And sometimes it hurts a lot. But it's still good. Because we believe that whatever God does is good, considering also the simple fact that this world is only a passageway. That's what it is. That's all. Nothing more and nothing less. So we have to do our job here. So when we say a sweet good year, we mean we want that the good is going to be sweet. In other words, that we feel the sweetness of the good. Not that it's going to hurt us, but it's going to rejoice us. So from my point of view, we have to really be happy about this opportunity. Think about it. Where in the world is a possibility of somebody to commit a crime and then just come and ask for forgiveness and it's going to be forgiven? Well, only God can do this. Only God does those things. And this is why we have to be very careful, especially now when we see being an Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. And what we have to do is, first of all, not get into depression. Because this is Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, he tries to take us down. He tries to convince that we are evil, that there is no chance. And really, it sometimes gets us in a bad depression, especially when we hear all those bad news around us. So, first of all, remember that this is God that is judging us. It's God who loves us. That's why we say, Avinu Malkeinu. What is Avinu Malkeinu? Why do we say Avinu Malkeinu? Our Father, our King. Why don't we say, first of all, King and then Father? Why do we say Father first? And what is really the meaning of father and a king? And I think we talked about in the past, a father wants to give everything to his children. Yes, of course. But the father is limited. He can do only what he has in his power to do. A king can do everything. But if he's not your father, if he doesn't love you, he's not going to do special things for you. He's going to do what he has to do, and that's it. Our Father in heaven is also our King. So we say, our Father, Avinu, you want to give us because we are your children. So you can, you cannot say you can't because you are the King of all kings. You are the Almighty. You've got all the powers in the world. So in other words, our Father, our King, please give us a good year. So when we say Avinu Malkeinu, think about it. That we are approaching God, first of all, as our Father. And then as our King. Because as a Father, He wants to give us. And as a King, He can give us. Whatever we ask. There is this story, maybe we talked about in the past. The father, he had a son. And the son went away, long distance. And the father was missing his son. He was married, he had children, grandchildren. He missed him. So he was always asking him to come and visit. But the son was very busy. He didn't have time to come and visit his father. So one day the father decided, you know, if Muhammad doesn't come to the mountain will come to Muhammad. He says, if he doesn't come to me, I'll come to him. So he sends him a fax, tells him, my dear son, I'm coming in 2 weeks, I'm coming to see you. Yes, okay, very nice. And all those 2 weeks, he's so excited, he goes to the shops and buys, every day buys something else for the children, for the grandchildren, for his son, for his daughter-in-law, and he's getting more and more excited when the time comes. And then, Baruch Hashem, he goes on the plane, and he's so excited all the way, gets to the airport, you know, when everybody's waiting there, and he looks for his son. No son. No son. So he thinks, maybe he wants to meet me in the train station. Takes the train, getting excited again, and gets to the train station at the destination. Goes out, and what do you think? Is the son there?
No.
It's not there. Now, he started to get worried. He says, who knows? Maybe something bad happened. He didn't come to see me in the airport. He didn't come to see me in the train station. Who knows? Now he's starting to get worried. He takes a taxi, take me to this address, and drives to his son's house. And all the way, he's really worried, you know. It's already very dark, it's very late, and he gets to the street and he sees the house from far away, and there is no light, and he's really getting very, very worried. He doesn't know what's going to be. Gets out of the taxi with all the packages. He looks, sees this small light in. Who knows? I'll knock at the door. Nobody's answering. Doesn't know what to do. So he knocks harder. Suddenly he hears a voice. The voice of his son. Father, who is this? It's your father. Oh, father, I already had a shower. I already took off my clothes. I'm wearing my pajama. I'm very tired. Go to the hotel on the other side of the street. Tomorrow we'll meet. The father hears this. He says, Rabbeinu Shalom. At the airport, it didn't wait for me. At the train station, it didn't wait for me. I got worried, who knows what happened. And he's sleeping. When his father comes from a long distance to meet him, he took all the packages and all the presents, the first taxi, and went back home. The next morning, the son wakes up. What have I done? And he runs to the hotel on the other side. Says, have you got this guy? He says, no, nobody signed in, take this name. And he realized that his father went away. This is in Shir HaShirim, also written. It says, Pashatit et kotanti, echa el bashena. David HaMelech writes them in Shir HaShirim. This is an unbelievable song. That Knesset Israel, children of Israel, tell their father, their God, is waiting on the, is knocking at the door and telling, oh, we're already sleeping. And when they wake up, God is not there anymore. Shir HaShirim was written by Shlomo, sorry, not David HaMelech. Yom Kippur, our Father in heaven comes to us. He knocks at the door. And we heard him knocking at the blowing of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. And he wants us to open the door. That's what he wants. He comes with presents. He wants to give us all the goodies of this world. And what do we do? Chas v'sholom if we do this. We tell him, no, we sleep now. When we wake up after Yom Kippur, it's going to be too late. Yom Kippur, that's the time. We didn't come to him, he comes to us. And we have to think about this. We have to think that this is our opportunity. This is an unbelievable opportunity. They say those days are called Yamim Noraim. And by the way, we talked about why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. Why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? So one of the answers is that really the procedure of Rosh Hashanah only ends at Yom Kippur. That's why it's called Aseret Yemei Tshuva, 10 days. Because we haven't got Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Only if you take the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and the day of Yom Kippur, and then it's 10 days. So in other words, those 10 days are one thing. That it starts with Rosh Hashanah. And why is Rosh Hashanah before and not Yom Kippur? Because we would think that maybe, first of all, take our sins and then judge us. Why do you judge us with all our sins and then you tell us to do tshuva? That is the wrong way around. But the real truth is that it's like somebody is in a dark forest. If he wants to come out of this forest, he needs a light. And if he hasn't got a light, he's going to, who knows what's going to, he's going to go into a hole, he's going to bump into trees. He definitely is not going to find his way. But if he's got a light, then he can see the way and get out of the forest to the light. Or he has to wait for the morning. This is exactly the situation that we are now. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the light. That's what we say, Le David Hashem Ori V'Ish'i. That's a mizmor we say now, morning and night. Le David Hashem Ori, Ori is a light, V'Ish'i is salvation. In other words, we say, David Ori, Ori says Chazal, our sages, Ori is Rosh Hashanah. The light of Rosh Hashanah that shows us the way. Without this light, we couldn't do tshuva. That's why Rosh Hashanah has to be before Yom Kippur. Because if Yom Kippur was before Rosh Hashanah, we couldn't make it. So that's why God, with His mercy, first of all, gives us the light. Gives us Rosh Hashanah. Now see the light and start walking. And then, when you got Yom Kippur, you will got the salvation. So, when we look at this procedure and we understand the power of it, and we also understand that from one side, somebody approached me yesterday and he was in a very bad situation. What's going to be, you know, I'm hearing this and hearing that, and I don't know how I'm going to go through a Yom Kippur. I told him, you have to understand, we say Evan Gvirol is one of our big poets of the from our sages. He says, Mimcha elecha evrach. I'm running from you, where? To you. What does it mean? Mimcha elecha evrach? Because we're running from the fear of Yom Adin, of the judgment day. We're running from the fear of Yom Kippur. But who do we run to? To the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's the only one who can save us. So this is also the idea of Gilu Birada, to understand and realize that on one side, we have to realize that that's a very important day. And we have to take this day seriously. From the other side, no depression. You don't have to be in a bad situation. That's why we wear white clothes. because we believe that God is going to give us the good year. But we have to show Him that we appreciate what He gave us. We have to show Him that we do good. We have to show Him that we believe that He is our Father. There is this famous story, we have to believe very hard, because the whole basic of everything is believing. There is this story in the Gemara, we talked about it a few times, about two guys that were very, very ill, and what we say, it's like an illness with no cure, which means that's it, it's finished. Both of them got up and prayed to God. One of them was saved, he was cured, and the other one died. So the Gemara, our sages asking the Gemara, what happened here? Why one was cured and the other one died? So the Gemara tries to say, one was praying with kavana, he had the intention of, like, he prayed from all his heart, and the other one not. So the Gemara says, impossible. Both of them are going to die. It's not reasonable that they're going to pray without intention. Of course they're going to have a good intention. They want to be saved. They have a kavana, definitely. So what's the difference? One believed and the other didn't. One believed that he can be saved, and the other one didn't. So you can have all the kavanas of the world. You have to believe. Doesn't matter what your situation is. Spiritually, physically, God can save us. God can turn everything around. And miracles do happen. Not always we see them. We can change what God decides. If we believe that He can. This is the whole idea of Yom Kippur. But we have to believe that He can. They say, "Afilu cherev chada munachat al tzavaro shel ha'adam, al yitayesh min ha'chamim." Even if a sword, a sharp sword, is here on your neck, in other words, in the next minute, it's going to cut your neck, God can save you. Al yitayesh min ha'chamim. So it doesn't matter what we're going through, what we did, right or wrong. God can change everything, but it depends on us. We have to show Him the will. A human being is built from a will. I want. If you don't want, you're nobody. But after, if you want, you have to have a plan. And then, it's not enough a plan, you have to do something. So when we come to God, He said, I don't know if I told you this story with the factory, those people that were going around and doing, messing up the whole factory of their father. He gave them the factory for a year. He went abroad, and one was like building huge office for himself and all the best furniture, and another secretary and a beautiful new car, and the other one was going traveling all around the world for business, but didn't do any business. And the third one was going dining and eating, sleeping, and came once a week to see what's happening in the factory. And what happened? After a year, the factory was almost finished. So the father comes, "What have you done?" He says, "Slicha, ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, oi, what we've done." Says God, "So? So? What do you think, I'm going to give you the factory again? Go away. You failed." One child comes to him and says, "Father, says ashamnu bagadnu. I know I did wrong, and I regret it, and I ask you forgiveness. And here, I've got a plan. Here, this is what I'm going to do." So, you are going to get the factory again. We say, and we will say in Yom Kippur, ashamnu bagadnu gabadnu. Okay, it's very nice that we regret of all the bad things we did, but we have to show God that we also have a plan to do good. Now, when we are talking about a plan, we're not talking about big things. I always say, because people sometimes take on themselves big things, that there is no chance that they're going to keep them. Small things. Only small things. It's like when you throw on a wall, the Rapinko Zasal says, you throw on a wall an iron ball. It can make a small damage. Nothing more. But if you take the same ball, and empty it from inside and put explosive in, and then you throw it in the wall, what happens to the wall? Blows up and you're in. Says the Rapinkus, you need one mitzvah to take it seriously. You choose. We have Baruch Hashem, enough mitzvahs. You choose one of the mitzvahs. This is what I am accepting on myself for this Yom Kippur. This is what I'm going to do this year. This is explosive. Doesn't matter how big it is. As long as I'm serious about it and I'm going to do it. So each one of us should take on himself a small thing. You decide. Everybody knows what's wrong with him, what is right with him. It can be doing blessing when you take water or coffee or whatever, and you say Shakol. You know, some people say, you don't even know what they say. This is not blessing. So you can take on yourself, it says, Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nia B'Dvaro, beautiful blessing. And it's all other things. They say, in Tehillim, for example, the power of Tehillim is unbelievable. So people can take on themselves to say another perk of Tehillim. Now 5 minutes of learning. Whatever. Everybody can take what he wants. And I really wish all of us that we will be signed for a good year. And we say tichle shana vekilelotea, that all the curses of last year are going to be finished and a year of blessing is going to start. And it's going to be sweet. Shana tova umetuka. We will feel the sweetness. Gmar chatima tova to everybody.
Amen. 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 Amen.